Do you feel like you're ready to get back onto the field?
Practicing good, man. Day to day, trying to get back.
Has been a tough month. Just, you know, you've been practicing a little bit here and there, but having not been on the field, it's been tough work.
Definitely, man. Anytime you have to watch your guys go to war without you, man. That's the worst thing in the world.
How important was the bye week for you from a personal standpoint to, you know, continue your rehab process?
It was vital, man, for everybody on the team, man. It came at a perfect time.
What's the hardest part about just getting back and getting going?
Just fundamentals, you know, your eyes, feet, hands, just getting your feet back under you, getting your technique back sound, you know, so stuff like that.
What do you see when you look at this, the Carolina, the receiving corps?
See guys doing their job, man. They kind of all got a role they play on their offense, and they're doing it to the best of their ability these past couple of weeks.
What keeps a guy like
Steve Smith?
Yeah. Okay, say it again.
I know you've seen a lot of Steve Smith in the past. What do you think's made him allowed him to be so successful for so long?
Just that competitive nature, man. He bring it every Sunday or Monday or whatever, whenever the game is. Steve gonna bring it, man. I think if you're competitive like that, you gonna be pretty successful.
You embrace that challenge to go up against a guy like that?
Well, I just embrace football, man. Whatever my assignment is, you know, that week, that's what I embrace.
He almost seems to embrace also talking on the field and, you know, that competitive side that you talked about. Is he one of the more talkative guys you've
Oh, yeah,
ever
definitely,
seen on
definitely.
Field?
Definitely. Steve, he do his talking on the field. I mean, you got a lot of guys who do a lot of talking to you guys, and we get out there, they don't say too much on the field. But Steve is definitely one of those guys. He gonna do it on the field.
You like to do a little talking on the field too, though, right?
Yeah, I say a couple words.
How good is Brandon LaFell? I know we talk a lot about Steve Smith, but Brandon LaFell makes a big difference in that.
Yeah, like I said, man, they kind of got like a role for their wideouts. That's what it seemed like to me, and he playing that role right now, man, to the best of his ability.
You've watched film of Cam Newton before. How has he grown in his time in the league?
I think he's making a lot smarter decisions this year, I say, with the past couple of weeks, I say. And he's running offense, man. He took control of the offense, and he's running the offense.
Is he running the ball more or less than what you remember when he came in 3 years ago?
Oh, man, I'm a DB, man. I don't know what happened. I don't know where I was 3 years ago.
Were you impressed with the way guys in the secondary were able to step up in the 3 games that you were out?
Definitely, man. I was their number one fan, man. Just texting and, you know, trying to help much as I can. But, man, them guys came played their butts off, man, for as long as I was out. I don't even know how long.
Obviously, it's tough to go out any game. But to have the game that you were having against Jimmy Graham, did that make it even more difficult to have to leave that night?
Oh, man. It was just injury, so. It is what it is, man. I'm worried about Carolina now.